Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa ating kwentuhan ngayong araw ng Sabado, maraming nagsasabing kapag naging nanay ka na, kailangang isang tabi muna ang sariling mga pangarap. Ngunit para sa ilang kababaihan, hindi ibig sabihin ito ay tuluyan ng tapos ang kanilang personal na mga pangarap at ambisyon. Kaya't kilalanin natin ang isang dating modelo na isinantabi muna ang kaniyang career para sa pamilya at kalaunan muling nag-aral, nagkaroon ng iba't ibang propesyon at ngayong 60 na siya, patuloy ring namumuhay ng puno ng inspirasyon bilang cool mom sa kanyang apat na mga anak na may iba't ibang karera na din sa buhay. Pakinggan ang kwento ni Jennifer Phillips.
Magandang umaga sa ating mga tagapakinig dito sa SBS Filipino. Isa na namang bagong araw ng Sabado at bagong kwento ng ating mga kababayan ang hatid namin sa inyo. Of course, hindi ako nag-iisa. Sasamahan tayo ni Papa Dan.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat at salamat po sa ating mga tagapakinig. Sana po ay okay naman kayo dyan. Ano? Ngayon pong buwan ng Mayo, talagang napakaganda mga kwento. Very inspiring talaga naman. Siyempre, ang ating mga kasama din ngayong araw ay magbabahagi ng kanyang buhay din. Bilang isang ina din, ano?
Yes. Dahil tuloy-tuloy ang celebration natin ng Mother's Day, hindi lang sa isang araw, kundi sa buong buwan na ito ng Mayo at siguro sa bawat araw, bawat taon ng buhay natin, kailangan nating bigyan ng pagpupugay ang mga nanay. And for today, isang special na kwento ng isang ina kung paano nga ba niya itinaguyod yung kanyang apat na anak dito sa Australia, galing din sa iba't ibang mga backgrounds, and of course, paano niya sinuportahan ang kanilang mga karera or career sa buhay. So mapapakinggan natin mamaya ang kwento ni Miss Jennifer Phillip.
At simulan natin ating kwentuhan ni Edinel.
Para sa pagkakataong ito, let's welcome our guest. Hindi lang siya ang kasama natin. We're also, she's joined by her children. Dalawa sa kanyang apat na anak ang makakasama natin ngayong umaga. So let's welcome first si Miss Jennifer Phillips. Hi, Miss Jen.
Hello, darling. Good morning.
Hi. And of course, kasama si Sebastian.
Hi.
Yes.
And
welcome.
Francisco.
Hello, how are we doing?
Ayan. Mm-hmm. So mga hindi pa nakakakilala kay Miss Jennifer. Miss Jen, would you like to share something about you?
Well, my name is Jennifer Phillips. I'm, of course, pure Filipino.
Yes.
My mom's from Leyte and then my dad from Davao and Cebu. So, pure Bisaya. But I was born in Manila, so I grew up in Manila. I went to La Consolacion College. I went to St. Paul, Manila first. Umpisa. Mm-hmm. Tagalog ba to? English? Pwede.
Pwede.
And I went to St. Paul. I did food and, food and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I find out, my God, I'm gonna end up working in the hospital, yeah? Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be very challenging. So anyway, I switched to La Consolacion and I did hotel and restaurant management.
And daming career.
Yeah, so I did the HRM. Then after that, so I've been spotted in the front desk, so I start to do a modeling job.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been hired by Faces Asia in the Philippines, in Makati, so I start doing modeling. So very fortunate I was able to go to Hong Kong to travel to Southeast Asia for modeling. And that's how I met my husband in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that time, that was 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got married end of 89. So I had my first child on 1990. So Elizabeth was 3 months, I think, and then I went back to do modeling. So that's why I get hired by Mike and Spencer. Then after that, continue modeling. Then after Elizabeth was 10 months, and I got pregnant again with Alexandra. And then we went to 1992 Feb, we moved to Indonesia.
Matagal
so 19, then Sebastian, of course, I had another child in Indonesia. So that's number 3, 1994.
Yeah.
Then we went back to Australia in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't realize I was pregnant, but I lost the baby. So I had a miscarriage.
Sorry.
And then I got pregnant again after 3 months. Then I have Francis again in 1997.
4 kids.
Within 6 years. Mm-hmm. 5 pregnancy within 6 years of marriage.
talagang sunod-sunod sila from, at saka iba't ibang bansa.
Yes.
Oo, ano?
Raising
your children, ano, sa isang household in a specific place, pero sa iyo iba't ibang lugar, 'di ba?
Yes.
Different countries, not
different
even
cultures,
different,
yes,
different,
wow,
cities and cultures. So, how did you navigate around that?
Oh, well, it was I don't think it was a problem. I think it's just a challenge. I think you have to change the narrative for that. So people think, how do you manage, you know, with four kids, especially move to Australia? But I think in Hong Kong, after I had Elizabeth, I had someone, my mom sent a relative, Ati Berji, to come to Hong Kong to give me support, which is also our relative.
So they
then we went to, yeah, in Hong Kong, and then we moved to Indonesia. David, my husband, David Phillips, he was moved there to start the business.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Gusto ko malaman, Miss Jen. I know you've mentioned you were a model. Is this something that you love doing? Isa sa mga career mo. But nung time na nalaman mo na nabuntis ka or magkakaroon ka ng baby, nagkaroon ka ba ng fear on how you're gonna you're gonna balance or how you're gonna navigate these two lives, being a model and a mom at the same time?
Yes, because I'm supposed to be working in Cathay Pacific when I find out I'm pregnant.
Mm.
So I have to turn down the job. And David also, my husband, doesn't really want me to do traveling while, you know, having a child. Because I think when you're flying, you know, I got a lot of flight attendant friends that they miss out a lot during, you know, when they had a child. So I saw that happening and I decided, yeah, not to continue. And I said, okay, after Elizabeth, and I go back to modeling, which I did. But, you know, because I was very young, I was 22. I just finished my college degree in the Philippines. And, yeah, it was hard work to, because you're also a child, then you have your own child.
Yes. That's
so I think, you know, it was a challenge back then, but I think I got some support from family and friends. There's so many Filipino in Hong Kong.
With Sebastian and Francisco, so hearing these stories about your mom, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I think very grateful. I think she hit it nail on the head when she says she's all about positivity. She is always being so positive. And I think to your question before about what sacrifices she may have made, I think growing up in Australia, we get told by mum and dad how lucky we are. You know, obviously she had made the sacrifice of moving away from the Philippines to Hong Kong to send money back home and spend less time with family. And then they moved to Indonesia, even further away, and then again to Australia. So growing up, it was much of the attitude of, we are so lucky here, and mum and dad would remind us every day. Especially when we go back to the Philippines, mum would remind us to make sure that it wasn't just a holiday to go home, it was to reconnect with family because, you know, family is everything in Filipino culture. So I think as I've gotten older, I think I've realised that sacrifice more and more because we recently went back for mum's 50th birthday. 60th. 60th. Yeah. Yeah, she looks 50, so it's like simply mix up. But we went back and it was just so overwhelming. I knew there was going to be 100,000 titas, you know, doing karaoke and singing and everything and dancing, but just it doesn't prepare you. And I was just overwhelmed with just the love and mum having to sacrifice that over the years and come to Australia with, you know, not the greatest practicing English, but to develop her own community and other Filipino artes and titas around the area to, you know, connect with who are also coming to Australia with young families. Yeah, it's truly inspirational.
Right. How about you? Yeah.
Well, I don't think I can add much more to that. But, mum has sacrificed so much for us. You know, it's just moving to Australia, starting a family with four kids in a new culture that you have to adapt to. And, you know, she sacrificed her energy, her time, her body. And so, you know, we're forever grateful for that.
Yeah. Being a mom at an early age, meron ba yung advantage for you?
It is, of course, because I think being young, you have the energy. So imagine if I have kids, I'm 60 or 55. How are you going to chase these boys?
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're pretty active. Even my girls, especially Elizabeth, when I had the first baby, like, you know, she jumped, she do all the balls, and, you know, it's just, and you just play with them.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like it's an issue. So quickly. And then when I was in Indonesia, being an expat, you're not really you're not allowed to work. So because my visa is attached to my husband, so okay. I do a bit of part-time modeling. But I was able to do a lot of charity work. That's where I'm involved in orphanage. You call it yayasan.
Wanted to know, with the perspective ng mga anak mo, with Francisco and Sebastian, how is she as a mom inside the house?
She's OCD. She can't be loud.
Oh, the OCD.
Well, see, the mom would always, you know, you have five bedrooms, it's a big house, and so mom just trying to get communication between the kids, she'd often yell in sequence every time each name before one responded.
It's like pick up the wrong
like
name.
Attendance check.
Yeah.
So one, two, three, you know.
But mom, you know, she's the most beautiful person, kindest, most selfless. But in the household, she's very, very clean. And so we're, I guess, boys, we're a bit messy. But mom's tidiness and how strict she was about it. And, you know, we'd argue about, why don't you just use the dishwasher? Mom never uses the dishwasher. She just uses
it. Typical Filipino.
Wash it straight away.
I didn't see the point in that. And then learned
now they all have to learn.
A sense of discipline and tidiness and organization that I carry today. And that's because of mom.
I don't have a dishwasher in my apartment. My other two roommates, when we were looking at the place, like, oh, we don't have a dishwasher. And I was like, it's fine by me. The training was well drilled by then. I would say, like, consistently inside and outside the house, she's full of energy. Like, she's limitless in a word because, like, she's just go, go, go. She necessarily won't be wearing the full luxe suit inside doors. But she was in all facets, like the one we go to when we need help, when Dad was at work, obviously, the handyman around the house as well. I wouldn't see Dad hanging out paintings on the wall. Let's just say it would be Mum. And yeah, just like, I guess, very, very well organized, liked where things were. And she was very good at communicating that. I always found when the house got cleaned after 2 months in a really good spot, she would get a bit bored and go, let's redesign the house, you know? And it's to her credit, she's kept this beautiful furniture from, you know, Midori furniture from Indonesia. She brought that over as well. And when Mum and Dad would travel, they would kind of bring those cultures back home. So then she would design the different rooms to kind of match that vibe, which is good. So we had a lot of different styles of furniture in the house. And yeah, let's just say by the age of 18, Sebi and I were professional.
Yeah, we're interested to see a very stylish dinner.
Yeah. No dull moments.
Do you ask in terms of like quite the collection, where your style and
clothes and furniture?
This day, like, is it good?
Don't like, even ask. She just comes back.
Oh, there you go. All
right, she has to say.
You gotta wear this.
What looks good on us, and we've always had faith.
I think so.
That.
I think that's one of my passion is fashion. Because I was doing modeling since I was 17 and brought up the kids. I saw the girls' dresses, they're all wearing the same clothes. So I'm one of those mom, like they wear the same shirt with David, my husband, the same shirt, and then my girls, same as me. Those kind of thing, you know, because you have time to do the sewing back then because you have a helper in Indonesia, in Hong Kong, that you can sew. But when we move here, I can't do that very much. But I still paint the whole house. So I'm the one who got the toolbox, put it that way, in the house. So my husband is amazing. He's a hardworking man. But he's a golfer, so he got a golf club. So I got that toolbox.
Right.
But so, on the fashion front, I was like, the benefit of having two older sisters is that mum has taught the girls such good fashion. And so we benefited from that. There's like a lag on effect, essentially. Yes. So, you know, we wouldn't necessarily take advice from our parents. We would lean into our sisters. And obviously mum taught them. So basic colors, things that go well together, I think we subconsciously just realized all because of mum, we dress. So we take pride in dressing well. And that's probably one of mum's biggest mantras, which is look good, feel good, do good.
Oh,
you know, she carries that in her work. You know, she works a retirement home, and she puts in all the effort into her suits and outfits, and you can see the look on the faces of the clients that she works with, you know, people to feel like she's putting in a big effort to see them every day.
Yes.
And she does it when she's selling real estate as well, right. Which of course,
so just shows. Like, oh,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She is her. She is her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, if you look good, you feel good.
That's it, right.
Yeah. Isn't
and,
it?
And good things will happen.
Yes.
You attract the right people, right? Yeah. Energy. Yeah.
I think when I moved to Australia, when my kids are little, I go drop the kids to school, right? And you see mom we live in St. Ives, and you talk about, after you drop the kids, all the mom talk about problem. They, you know, and then yes. Like in the household, cleaning, all the things that you do.
The stressful stuff.
Yeah, for the parents, you can understand. I think being a mom, it's you got all the hat on your head, you know. It's not, because you're a mother. How many times they call me mom in one day for four kids, maybe 500 times. You heard that name, mom,
yes.
mom.
That's right.
But you have to be their friend as well.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, you're a cook, you're a nanny, you're a babysitter, you're a cleaner.
Mm-mm.
You're a doctor. You're a therapist.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're everything. Being a mom, now I appreciate my mom with seven kids. Imagine the Philippines, yeah?
Yeah.
So my mom having seven kids, working two jobs to be able to send us to all the private school. So because my mom always treasured the education. I think in the Philippines, we know that.
Yes.
Even we struggle with money, make sure our kids go to good school. Because we believe education will bring us up.
Mm.
That's right.
You know, it's nothing like to do with money. It's just even you're poor, you can go to a good school at least. And parents work harder than, you know, to send them to good school. And then when I moved to Australia, I was pregnant with Francis. I thought the childcare, honestly, I thought, oh, I can't do this childcare, because I thought it might help me to understand how to look after my kids, you know, in Australia. And I end up like, a childcare is like a center base. So it's like a course that you work in the childcare center. And I still continued, and I gave birth to Francis. I went back, I graduate, then I do beauty therapy. So I studied for like over 15 years in Australia while I'm bringing up my four children. So I think that was the challenging one. But I thought, my God, this is an opportunity for me to learn more stuff because I love learning new things.
Yes.
And doesn't stop me because I have four kids.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my friends said, I'm silly. Why I go back to school? Why, you know, why you do this? You don't have to work because David earned good money. But it's not about the money. It's about, you know, for myself, that I feel good and I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so I studied a postgrad degree in psychology and counseling. 2010, I graduated my postgrad degree. And when I'm bringing up this boy doing HSC, I think I remember Francis asked me, Mom, are you doing your master? I'm doing my HSC. And I said, yeah, we'll do it together, darling. So he graduated. I graduated my master at the age of 50. I think, 50 I did my master degree then in clinical social work, in social work. Yeah, from then I started, you know, doing replacement in docs, and that's what I met Elaine about. So I advocate women and men in domestic violence. I represent them in the court. So some Filipino probably didn't know that, you know, but that's what I do. Then I specialize in aged care. So I work in aged care for the last 17 years.
I was just about to say, na-mention mo, you're wearing so many hats.
Yeah.
Ang dami. Sa community, sa loob ng bahay, you're still, it keeps piling up. Siguro, sa dami ng hats. Alin doon ang pinakang paborito mo isuot?
Being a mom.
Oh.
I think being a mom is priceless. You know, it's like, I don't know, I think I just love my kids so much. I think some people think like, oh, I think I remember some of my in-laws say, oh, let the kids wash their clothes. Let's, you know, they do when they're certain age. Because I was, they wash their own clothes now.
All right.
But me growing up, when my kids are little, like, it's so true that I was a bit OCD.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't expect so much from my children and my husband. So I still do. Because if you expect, that's why I'm big with less expectation, less frustration. No expectation, no frustration. Because the more you expect, because most of our frustration is coming from our expectation. So when I ask my kids to clean the room, I let them clean the room. But I didn't expect them to clean the way I clean.
Okay.
So I don't demand, like, have to be like, if they done it, that's good. Then when they leave, I do it again, right? Because I want to do my way, but it still look, you know. So I don't like, I'm not correcting them this the way I did, but I let them wash the dishes the way they wash them.
Okay.
And I let them clean the room the way they clean it. It's not, you know, because I'm not them.
You're not forcing
you cannot,
them
you,
to
because
be.
You can't be someone that you're not. You know?
Sa pagbabalik po natin sa ating programa, pag-uusapan naman natin, paano mo sinuportahan yung iba't ibang career na pinili ng mga anak mo? As a mother also, paano ang magdisiplina sa kanila? And sa ganito bang edad, may nakakapag-discipline ka pa rin ba? Or hinahayaan mo na sa silang magdesisyon? So lahat ng yan, sasagutin natin makalipas namang ang ilang paalala. At nagbabalik tayo sa ating programa. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang ating usapan. Kasama si Papa Dan.
At syempre kasama si Edinel Magtibay. Ngayon po ang episode natin ngayon, nasarap ng ating kwentuhan.
Oo, tungkol sa pagiging nanay. Syempre pagiging anak din at the same time. At yung pag-merge ng iba't ibang kultura sa loob ng isang household. And this time kasama pa rin natin ang Pamilya Phillips with Miss Jennifer Phillips, Sebastian and Francisco. So this time kanina na-share na sa atin Miss Jennifer ang dami kung paano niya tinutulungan yung mga anak niya, paano niya tinuturuan ng iba't ibang mga values. Pero tuloy-tuloy natin yung usapan, Papa Dan. Pagdating sa Filipino values, Filipino culture, Miss Jen, ano yung isinishare mo? Ano yung mga hindi dapat makalimutan ng mga anak mo?
I think number one is respect to the elders. So no one will call names. It's really, I think as a Filipino, we never call, even you're dating a guy in the Philippines, right? The mom, even you call them tita. You know, you don't call anyone's name. Like, even they call the nana,
first name
even
basis.
They're not your nana, you call them nana, you call them Lola. So I think I bring that up to my kids all the way until now. So when I moved to Australia, of course, all my nephew and my nieces, they call me by
your
with
first
my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so, but that's what it is here, right? Yes. But of course, I teach my kids to make sure they call all their aunties and uncle, Uncle Rod, Auntie Lizzie, Auntie Melissa, Auntie Maggie, you know, and all the Filipino, they're all titas and tito, and kuya and ate.
That's
no one will call by name. You know, when I met my husband in Hong Kong, first time I've met my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, I don't know how to call them. I said to them, can I call you Mrs. Phillips or Mr. Phillips or Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
And then I remember Nana, oh, you can call me Mom. So from day one, I called them Mom and Dad. And then I think become suspicious. Oh, why Mom and Dad? Are they going to get married? You know, I'm still dating David then.
Right.
But that's how it is, you know, and they become my parents-in-law. And then my kids, of course, they have to learn how to do the same thing.
Yeah.
The values of respect, I think. And mano po, you know, you bless.
Ah, yes, the bless.
Yes.
They have to bless. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing that David and I agree that we don't want to stay in Indonesia for long because I don't want my kids to grow up with maid and driver. I want them to be more independent, and I don't want them to rely on.
But did it work? Did the plan work? Were they like able to be more independent?
Yes.
More responsible.
It's a lot of work for me because I have to keep reminding my kids. Okay, I'm a bit OCD at home.
Yeah.
But that's one of the greatest things is Mum never had to tell us what to do or how to act. She led by example. So we learned just being around her of how she cleaned, how she was diligent, how organized she was, and we reaped the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of my kids because even though they don't live with me, I go to their unit, you know, not telling them, like surprise.
Surprise? Oh, wow.
Surprise I inspection, right?
Like yeah, like surprise. Yeah. I went to Sebi many times and they're all, I'm very proud, very tidy. Because I think when my kids, especially when they're young, they're dating, I said, when you date a girl, make sure your room are clean.
Is because like you invest in the time and effort with the first sibling and then they're able to lead by example to the next sibling, right? So by the time it got to me, the youngest, mum was much more of a friend than a parent because I had the older siblings to teach me all that stuff in between. Mum and dad could be a bit more hands off. And the thing that stuck out to me, I remember when you would be 16 and you would sneak out at night to meet friends, besides the fact that mum would never go to sleep, I remember I would try to sneak out and she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, just... And it would come out and I said, I'm going to go to the park to meet some friends. And instead of saying, you know, no, it's almost 1 a.m. That's crazy. She'd be like, do you need a lift? And so I remember I would have to get her to drop me 100 meters away from the park to meet my friends, get my skateboard out of the back and then skate the rest because I was, there's no way that I could get dropped off by my mom at 1 a.m. I'm meant to be cool sneaking out my friends.
That's but
it quickly taught that like, mum was more of a friend at that point because she had invested so much into the older siblings who have taught me the most important thing is to give her the truth. Trust. Tell her, you know, we had phones at that point and compared to some of the stuff we heard about in the Philippines growing up, like in Australia, we're safe. You know, if you don't do silly things and you get your head screwed on right, you're safe. And so she would just be like, let me know when you need to be picked up.
Does it matter what time?
And ask, Do you boys need condoms?
That's funny. Yes.
I introduce condom. I'm the first. I bought them their first condom, put them in their wallet. And my girls, I introduced them to take pills, take them to the doctor. I provide them because I want them to be safe. And I want them to understand, like, they can tell me anything, you know, which they do. So
that's where the trust is for.
Yeah, I think, and you don't judge their friend. If they, you know, I think that was the key for being a mom. I think if your friend loves their friend, you have to love their friend. Because if they're dating someone, you have to love that person because otherwise they won't tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Why? You should love him more because he loves your daughter. I think that's my... You know, my law here, if my son loved this girl, I love them more. Things and things like that. Also, maybe because I'm a counselor.
But they're very lucky. I must say, they're very, very lucky to have a mom like you that have that perspective.
And that's one of mom's unique qualities, to have unconditional love, not only for her family or friends, but for a total stranger. And it's very unique.
But saying that, how about the discipline part? How do you discipline your children? Because we know your
discipline. Letter D, it's a big deal, isn't it? Like discipline. I think that could be for, you know, like development rather than discipline. You should develop relationship rather than disciplining your kids. Or devotion, you know? Because discipline is like you have to be, you do this, you do that. I listen to my kids.
When it comes to their careers, naman, I know they've been, they've got different careers right now, all your children. How did you support them? Did you try to pick a course for them or you just let them choose whatever they want?
Never. I think when my kids start growing up and then they start looking so good and stuff like that, then people like commented like they should do modeling, they should do this, they should do that, they should. No, I don't think I can be a stage mom. I try to introduce a little bit of, you know, modeling, but I don't want to push my kids to what I want. I think until now, a lot of people doesn't know what they want, right? And there's a book that I read about Paul Bronson. He's the author of the book, said, what do you really want? Because a lot of professional people in being a doctor, a, you know, anyone that they professionally, they're a barrister, sometimes police officer, this is not what they want because they've been influenced by the family. Because your dad is a doctor, so you have to be a doctor. But because with my kids, I ask them what they want to do. It's nothing to do with me. It's not about me. It's about them.
I think mum's, she would never say it, but she's very stoic in a way. She's very like, you know, she understands that she can only control her own character. She can control how she treats others and how she reacts to things. So she never was controlling. She never would get angry when someone would say something racist or something like that.
But and, let me cry.
But she always led by example. And that also translated to how she raised us so well, because it wasn't a house of being disciplined. It was a house of, look at all I can do and you can do it too.
If there's one word that, you know, both of you can, like, that's, you know, can describe. I know it's hard, right? That you can think of right now to describe your mom in that one word.
Thank you so much for your continuing unconditional love for me, for making sure I always felt like I was believed in and I could do and be capable of anything. And have the best day, and I love you, Mom.
Yeah, I think for me, limitless. I just feel like at every turn, you know, I like one day she might wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I want to start to, I want to be a, you know, a scientist or something. I'd be like, I have no idea where you got that from, but I know you can do it, because at every turn she's surprised us and she's always succeeded at everything she's tried. So, yeah.
My dad as well.
That's right. Yeah, my husband is my lotto. I won a jackpot. Okay. I think because of David giving me these four beautiful children, and I don't have to work being a mom. You know, I'm a full-time mom for the last 20 years. And he supported me if I want to go to uni and do the study. So I go to uni 3 times a week at night. And so David come home, he do the kids, wash the children, do the kitchen, and then I can run to the uni. And yeah. So I think without David's support, I don't think I have me and the kids, just, you know. So he's like, super lotto.
And Dad came from a very loving family as well. I know we talk about like Filipino culture, like the family is beyond blood, and it's it's massive. You can never put a number on it.
My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my sister-in-laws, and my brother-in-law, they are the most amazing people.
So you've really got a very wonderful, you're blessed to have a wonderful family.
I think so. I think it's like, and you look at the good side of life, you know, like, because I've been a counselor for 17 years now, you know, so I'm a mental health coach. So you always tell my client, like, anything happened to us, there's a purpose of it. That's and there's a reason. And there's always a good side of it, not only the bad side. Don't focus on the other door closed. You have to look at the door that opened beside you. And I'm sure that door will open for you with both arms and give you more opportunity, you know. And balance. I think number one, you know, that I can give is about balance. You have to have basket for everybody. And for yourself, it's the biggest basket. That you cannot, like, give. And your basket's in the middle. And your health is number one. You know, number one is your health. Because if you're sick, how can you support?
Help others.
How can you, you know, love others if you don't know how to love yourself?
Right. That's really wonderful. Napakagandang advice. And siguro, last and final message natin, magmumula sa iyong mga anak.
Well, just a first shout out to all the mums out there who are doing it tough, obviously. It is one of the hardest jobs in the world, and it may not seem worth it in the moment, but I guarantee you it's worth it, and your kids will do everything in their power for when, you know, you're old and lazy. They'll be looking after you, hopefully. So my message to you, Mum, is thank you for teaching me that, that family is the most important thing, and I love you.
Love you too.
Pero bukod po sa ating kwentuhan kasama si Jennifer Phillips at kanyang dalawang anak na si Sebastian at Francisco, nagbigay din sa atin ng mensahe si Alexandra at si Elizabeth, ang dalawa pa sa mga anak ni Miss Jennifer Phillips. Pakinggan natin ito.
I would describe my mom as very generous, grounded, fun, and easygoing. And just full of joy, actually.
Oh, gosh, it's quite hard to summarize, really, because she's a wonder mom, you could really say. Like, I know it sounds pretty cliche, but I'd say she's a wonder mom. She was she was there for me quite a lot growing up, of course, as she would be. Growing up as a child, I had, unfortunately, a hard time making friends and got picked on quite a lot. So my mum was actually there for me during all that, which was quite amazing. She stood up for me against these people. She would give me a lunch money every day, even if I didn't need it, she'd still give it to me. She would pick me up from places, like whenever I needed to go somewhere or get dropped off, she would do it for me in a heartbeat. Even if she had plans of her own, she would go and do that for me. Gosh, like I could probably write a whole book really on all the amazing things that my mum has done for me. But I would say she really was just the perfect mum, and she still is. Like, she would do anything for us kids and anyone in her life. And I'd say we're pretty lucky to have someone like my mum. She is like a best friend to us kids, which is what you really want in a mum figure. And
Or what sacrifices do you think your mom made that you may not have fully understood before?
I would say the fact that she moved to Australia completely and we lived in Indonesia first. Mm-hmm. So just her having to live in Indonesia for a few years with us kids for my dad's work, and then moving to Australia and pretty much leaving her family over in the Philippines, I can imagine would have been really hard. And raising us kids, all of those things in a different country would have been really difficult for us. So as an adult now, definitely seeing how tough that would have been mentally, emotionally and physically to not have that sort of support. And but I guess the good thing about that is that my mum is super adaptable and she could make friends anywhere she went. Like, she could go to the shopping centre and become best friends with the grocer over there or the person that owns the shop. So I guess that was pretty lucky for her, being quite friendly and can make friends anywhere she goes. And also just realizing how lucky we are to have, I guess, the available resources that we have here in Australia, compared to what mum had growing up in the Philippines. We definitely didn't realize how lucky we were here in this country. The one thing I am really grateful for what my mum did for us kids, and I tell all my friends and family this, is that she would take us over to the Philippines when we were younger at least once or twice a year, just to pretty much show us around and show us our culture, but also just to show how tough life is over there in the Philippines. But that also opened our eyes to see that you don't need a lot of things in life. You just need simple things, and you just need the love and care of friends and family to get by. And that really did make us realize how lucky we were, and that we shouldn't take things for granted and just be really appreciative and respectable for the life we had and for what our parents gave to us, really.
Probably at the time I didn't realize, because I was quite young. Mm-hmm. So I think growing up I just was very lucky that my mum was always around and I always felt very supported and never alone. And I think, yeah, when I was young I kind of didn't realize until I probably got older and then realized how much she did give up of her 20s to raise kids. And I'm very grateful, because growing up with a young mum was amazing, because we all kind of grew up together, and I loved being very close in age with my siblings, so I'm grateful that she did that for us.
What does home feel like when you're with her, and what will be your message to Jennifer?
Home feels like really yummy Filipino food being made, like adobo and rice. My mum always making like just little, you know, bringing out treats and stuff for us, even though we say no chocolate and all this stuff, but she still does it. And watching a movie at home with my family, and just, yeah, I think overall, what I would say to my mom is like, a really big gratitude for being who she is and showing us to always be joyful, and like family is super important, and just always being close. Yeah, I think I would say that to her.
That I just want to thank her, Ike, for everything she's done for us kids, but also just, like, I'm so proud of her, you could say. I'm so proud of you, Mum. Everything that you've accomplished and all the sacrifices you've had to make, and, you know, living in different countries, raising kids, having to make new friends, it definitely wouldn't have been easy for her. And I'm definitely proud of how she didn't change who she was. She was a very strong, independent woman, and whatever job she wanted to do, she went for it. She would never take no for an answer. And I'm just so proud of her strength and her resilience and her commitment in just being there for others and somehow being able to also take care of herself. So yeah, just really, really proud of you, Mom.
At inyong napakinggan ang ating naging panayam sa pamilya Phillips at sa kanilang ilaw ng tahanan na si Jennifer Phillips, isang dating modelo na ngayon ay isa na rin sa mga nagsisilbi sa komunidad at tumutulong sa maraming mga kababaihan bilang isang social worker at isa ring counselor. At ganun din ay binahagi niya ang kanilang bonding ng mga anak, pagpapalaki ng kanyang mga anak sa Australia mula din sa iba't ibang mga kultura, iba't ibang bansa na kanilang tinirahan ng mga nagdaang taon.
Ayan. Ako, maraming salamat ulit sa inyong tatlo at syempre sa ating mga tagapakinig. Sana po, katulad ng binanggit ni Adeline, maraming kinatutunan at na-inspire, no, sa ating kwentuhan. Yes. At nag-enjoy na rin. Ako, maraming ako natutunan ngayon.
Ako din ako. And hanggang sa susunod na mga Sabado, manatiling nakatutok dito lamang sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.